Now, in Egypt, university students are holding rallies in support of ousted President Mohamed Morsi and against the military. The students gathered in large crowds in universities across the country demanding Morsi's reinstatement. The fresh rallies come ahead of Morsi's trial next week. On Monday, police clashed with pro-Morsi students outside the Al-Azhar University in the capital, Cairo. Morsi's government was overthrown in early July by the Egyptian military. Karim Gamaluddin is our correspondent. He's with us now on the line from Cairo with all the latest. So, Karim, first of all, tell us about these demonstrations, whether they're still continuing, and what is to be expected of that trial of Mohamed Morsi.
Hawa, the protests are still taking place in Cairo, inside Cairo University, as well as in Helwan University and in other universities across the country, as the students are calling for an immediate end to military rule, and they are denouncing what they have labeled as brutal force by the security forces, who have detained dozens of students. And also, they have also fired tear gas inside the Al-Azhar University campus yesterday. And also, one of the eyewitnesses have told us that one of the students was severely injured as a result of live ammunition that has been fired by the Central Security Forces at the students protesting at Al-Azhar University. So the situation is getting tense day after the other, solutions addressed by the faculty members or even from the security forces. And also the students are vowing to escalate and to continue what they call necessary national resistance call for an immediate end to military rule, and also to denounce what the protesters and the students label as a heinous military coup, which has ousted Mohamed Morsi on July 3rd. And also, the situation is getting even tense, Homa, also as well, just days before the trial of the post-president Mohamed Morsi alongside 14 other members of the Muslim Brotherhood. And the students are also in their protest, they're demanding an immediate the purging of the judiciary or the judicial body in the country from the remnants of ousted Mubarak, as many believe that not only the students, but also ordinary citizens and ordinary Egyptians, Hawa, believe that justice will be difficult to, or will be hard to achieve, or will be difficult to attain as long as the key officials in the judiciary institutions, as well as the security apparatus, are being, or those holding the high positions in these institutions, were appointed by ousted Mubarak himself. So, as I mentioned, just to reiterate, one of the main demands is the purging of the Egyptian judiciary and also the immediate end to military rule.
Karim Gamaluddin, correspondent with us there live from Cairo. Karim, thank you.